So this is IG Live, November 25th. Testing, 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 testing. And we're live. You are now live. What is up, guys? I hope everyone is having an amazing Saturday after Thanksgiving. I have such amazing news to bring to you guys. It's crazy. I've shared this news on my podcast already, but I have felt that I need to share it on more platforms because this is powerful stuff that is coming through, powerful decisions that I've been making, and I want to connect with you guys, and I want to hear what your thoughts are on these things, if you have questions, comments, concerns, interest. So, I've noticed that the reason that this channel has blown up so much is because there is a yearning for truth. There is a yearning for truth. There is a swell of truth that all of you are looking for, that I myself am also looking for. And I want to continue that path. I want to continue to bring forth more and more truth. And so part of that bringing forth of truth is figuring out how I can best contribute to society. And what has come to me is that my destiny is for me to run for Congress. I've made the decision to become a congressional electee in the state of Pennsylvania. I'll be running for the 12th District of PA. So if you live in that area or know someone who lives in the city of Pittsburgh, send them this information. But I also wanted to come on here and get your thoughts on it. See if you guys had questions, comments, concerns, thoughts. Because transparency is a huge issue. We need politicians to be more transparent. We need politicians who have the best interest or have the direction of authority, and they want alignment and harmony throughout our peoples, throughout our world. Thank you, Ellen. I appreciate the congratulations. I'm very excited myself. So this right now is a space for you guys to ask me any questions you may have considering this. I'll kind of just ramble on, I'll tell you guys about what I see as being important and what I see as being the vision that I have for a world full of truth, a world full of harmony, a world full of balance and peace. Because looking across the political landscape, that doesn't exist right now. There's way too much division. Way too much of you're wrong and you're right. You're wrong. You're the enemy. When in reality, it's all unity. We're all one. All of this is a reflection, right? And so whenever we demonize another person, all we're doing is demonizing ourselves. So as I've been observing this landscape, I've realized that it's time for a change in this. We need policies that bring forth unity, that bring forth oneness, that bring forth prosperity for all. Thank you, Ellen. I appreciate that. You're going to show the light. And that's exactly it, Ellen. I've reached out to many people who are spiritually inclined individuals, as you've seen on my podcast, who are light, who are those beacons of light. And yet, not too many of them, I've gotten feedback from a couple that's been positive, but not too many of them have felt the call to join politics. And in scratching my head as to why, it's simple. The political landscape is so damaged. It's so ugly. It's dark. There's too much division and too much hate. And so I see it as that this is that vision. the vision of bringing unity. And it has to start somewhere. Someone's got to start the start the call, if you will. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. You can start it. But if nobody else desires that, well, I'm only one person. And so my goal is to hopefully rally that spirit that lives within all of us. The spirit of returning the power to the individual. The spirit of bringing prosperity to all. Because not many people know how. A beautiful example that I've been using a lot lately is in regards to the Palestinian-Israeli war. Now, I know that probably triggered a lot of emotions in you, whoever's watching, so take a deep breath and relax. And the thing that I've seen is that the conversation is around whose side are you on? Israel, Palestine. If you're pro-Palestine, you're anti-Israel. If you're pro-Israel, you're anti-Palestine. But this is not the conversation that we need to be having. The conversation that we need to be having is that it's leaders against the innocent people. It's leaders who are playing out this ego game of who needs to be in power, whose land is whose. And it trickles down to the military taking actions that they may not even want to take actions on, but they were told from the leaders that this is what needs to be done. And so even just the conversation needs to change. The conversation needs to change from Israel versus Palestine to the leaders and the innocent people. It should be that simple. On top of this, the calling I've had in the past few days is I've written a letter, which you can find on my personal IG, Clayton Cuteri, to the UN, because war crimes have been committed. People are killing innocents. We need to protect innocent people at all costs. Ellen, it's inspiring to do the same within our own lives to shine. That's it, Ellen. And that's the thing. You know, there's many ways to get involved with this movement, to get involved with bringing forth this brighter future. People don't need to necessarily join. I forgot I had that on. Join the political party, which maybe I should put out there. I'm not running Democrat or Republican. I'm running American Congress Party. American Congress Party holds that value of bringing harmony and balance to Earth, which has been so far lost. And a big thing I'm feeling to talk into right now is about the political system we have. Hi, Sal. Hi, Sal Putt. Welcome to the conversation. A big part of the conversation is if you vote third party, you're wasting your vote. This is a mindset that we need to abandon because it is not serving us. And it's even more comical if you peel back the lens. We do not live in a two-party system. We live in a one-party system. And there's an illusion of two parties thinking that it's, oh, Democrat or Republican. This is the illusion. We need to break this illusion. And part of it is breaking the mindset that if you vote third party, that you're wasting your vote. And so even if you don't live in Pittsburgh and you live somewhere else in America or even the world, a way you can support this movement is by not voting for the lesser of two evils. Vote with your heart. Vote for the candidate that you desire to see in office. Even if the entire world is telling you that you're wasting your vote, that your vote is not going to matter. This is a part of the matrix, if you will. This is part of the grand illusion. We must start voting with our heart. Whether it's for me or another politician, someone else. The two-party system is not that. We live in a one-party system that is an illusion of two parties. Once we break this mindset, we will be one step closer. And so, how can you get involved? Just break that illusion for yourself. Realize that All the bickering and arguing they do, they're supporting the same thing. So step back from it. See the illusion. See that we live in a one-party system. And I would argue, you're wasting your vote if you vote for one of those two parties. That is a waste of your vote. You could just roll a die or flip a coin on which one you want to vote for, Democrat or Republican, and go for it. It's going to be the same. The only way you're truly not wasting your vote is if you vote for someone else. That's the real power that you can restore to yourself. So yeah, let me know if you guys have questions on any of this stuff. But the whole movement, the whole inspiration that I have behind this movement is about empowering the individual. You don't need to be American Congress party. You can be something else. And even more so, speaking on this illusion, I remember I've brought in this conversation up to people before. Oh, I'm running American Congress party. Oh, okay, so you're running third party. This is another part of the illusion, to label it third party. Because if you keep calling it third party, you're always going to come in third. This is another part of that illusion that we need to break. Even independent is another part of the illusion. Labeling a candidate as independent. The word independent means alone. It means that no one else is with you. So we need to abandon and no longer run independent. We need to have a party, an affiliation that we align with, that we support, that is in the best interest of everybody. Let's see here, Ellen. I 100% support you. Thank you, Ellen. I appreciate it. I think you're on the point with politics and why it's hard to participate with more spiritual folks when we see the truth you're speaking about. It's exactly it, Ellen. Many people see it and just don't want to get involved or touch it because of the dirtiness. And they're not wrong. There is truth in this. Because I look at it in the lens of like, oh, well, why don't I just join one of the two sides? And then once I get into power, I'll, you know, make the right choices. You can't. I don't believe that you can. And with that being said, I do see that there are politicians who seem to make good choices in the best interest of the people. There aren't many, from my opinion. And with that being said, I would like to make this an open invite to any politicians to come on my podcast, and we can have a long-form conversation, and I can ask these questions. But to get back to the point at hand, my assumption is if you join a party with all the advisors, exactly, Ellen, you join a party, you take their money, you now are in servitude to the party. Okay, it's your turn to do this. It's your turn to do that. We'll let you run for president in a little bit. It's this person's turn right now. Maybe next year will be your turn. This is not how politics should be ran. We shouldn't have a preconceived notion of who's going to be the president or who's going to run for Senate next year or who's in Congress this year. Oh, if you did good in Congress this year, you can move up to Senate. Oh, okay, you did good in Senate? We'll put you on the stage and see how the people like your ratings. This is silly. And this is why it becomes a dog and pony show, if you will. Who looks the best? Who talks the best? It should be whoever has the best ideas. These are the people that we need in charge. And not only that, not only having good ideas, but being in servitude to the people. We have to have leaders that are in servitude to the people. Because that's what it is. If you're a congressman or woman, if you're in politics, if you're the president, as a service position, you're in service to the people. And so with all that being said, as I'm doing this campaign, I need to hear from you, the people. And of course, I'm running for the 12th District of PA, so no offense to you guys, but their voices will be a little bit louder. Why do I say all this? Because it feels like I don't hear that language in politics. I don't hear the language of I'm serving the people or you're my leader. And that's what should be being said often and frequently, because it's a reminder, at least to me, that you're the true leaders. When you come to ballot time, you're going to write Clay and Kuteri. But it really isn't me. It's you. It's what is going to be best for everyone. Those are the policies and the mindset that our politicians need to hold. Or at least I would like them to hold. It seems that this is the only way that it would occur. And the problem more so, as Ellen pointed out, spiritually inclined individuals, people who have good hearts, don't want to get their hearts tainted by the political system that it is. And this is fair. It's completely understandable because it certainly takes a well-regulated nervous system to be able to get in. But I don't know. To me, I see it as fun. And I see it as a path forward that is not currently available. And if no one else is carving the path, then so be it. I'll bear that burden. I'll bear that responsibility. When you're going through a woods, I understand. If you've ever been hiking, if you've ever been on a trail, you know it can be difficult to go another path, a path less traveled, a path that's never been traveled, because you don't know where it's going to end up. But as I look back on my life, that's all I've kind of done, was take paths that were less traveled. And I can see that this political party is going to be nothing different. It's going to be the forging of a new path for other people to see. And it'll take time. And this is a good point to take inventory. Because as I'm looking at how many people are viewing it, it's only 3 right now. Which, first of all, I'm super grateful for you guys being here. But I know and can see that this is a path that many people will want to take. And the reflection will be in the numbers. Oh, we're down to 1 person now. If you're joining late, all of this will be on my podcast. I'm audio recording this, so it will be on the podcast, Traveling to Consciousness. I've also uploaded a lot of frequently asked questions to my podcast, so check that out. Will, you've been listening. Thank you. Will, do you have any questions? I appreciate your ears. What would you ask someone who is spiritually inclined that has taken on this task of the rebalancing of politics? Because that's quite what it is politics has swung way too far into darkness, way too far into divisiveness. And we need to swing it back to the middle. There's been so much division, so much lack of representation for the people. Because you guys aren't being represented. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. And so part of me doing these lives is to connect with you, the people. I know that you're not being represented in Congress, that you're not being represented in the executive branch. So let me know. How is it do you feel that you could be better served? What questions would you have for someone who, although I may not be serving you at this time, maybe the future? A lot of truth on what you're saying. People have just taken a step back and let things happen. You're exactly right, Will. A phrase that has been sitting with me a lot is, evil exists because good men do nothing. It's easier to do nothing. I totally understand why people do nothing. But if you do nothing and you have a good heart, it's only going to allow the problem to continue. You know, whenever you have cancer or someone has deathly ill, doctors who generally are good people don't come in and just say, oh, there's bad stuff in there. I'm a good person. That's going to be difficult for me to handle. Let's just let that go. No, they take the challenge on. They say, okay, let's try surgery. Let's do the things we need to do. Let's get this thing out of here. We need to purge it. And so, yeah, this is really a calling for anyone, everyone who this message resonates with. Because if this message resonates with you, then you're meant to do something with it. You're meant to help in some way. And maybe it's just thoughts. It could be as simple as I mentioned earlier, the act of voting for someone other than our one-party system. It can be that simple. It can be as simple as just changing your language to no longer realize that voting outside of Democrat Republican isn't wasting your vote. It's empowering you. It could be as simple as changing your language to realize that we don't even live in a two-party system. We live in a one-party system. That little thing, that simple act can have a world of difference. It can have all the difference. Because this isn't about just the election next year. This isn't just about the election next year. This is about our future. This is about the next 20, 50 years. This isn't like, oh, if Clayton loses, he's going to disappear. Quite the opposite. I'm also feeling, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a butterfly effect. The butterfly effect essentially is like a butterfly flapping its wings in Africa creates a tornado in America. We're all the butterflies right now. Everyone that's listening to this message is a butterfly. We don't have the biggest size right now. Maybe you feel small. Maybe you feel like the system has forgotten about you. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe the entire world is crumbling around you. It's time to embody that butterfly energy of starting to flap your wings, starting to change your mindset, starting to change your vocabulary. Change the thoughts that you have. Change the words that you speak. Because that is what is going to create the reality we all seek for. The reality that we all desire to bring forth into this world. We all want to grow as people. We want our souls to grow. Soul growth coach just joined. That's beautiful. That's what we are desiring for, yearning for. So even if you feel like the entire world has left you, just start focusing on your thoughts and your words, because these are really the only thing we can control is our thoughts and our words. And I suppose what actions we take, but let's even step it back a little bit. Sometimes we don't even know why we do certain things. So pay attention. Realize we live in a one-party system. We need to abandon the idea of not voting for the one party is wasting our vote. These things are powerful. What do you guys think? Do you guys have any questions? Do you have anything you want me to speak into? Looks like my battery's dying a little bit here, so give me a second as I plug in my phone. I'm not sure if I have a... Oh, it's over there. All right, I'll be right back. You guys think of a question. Maybe there's a political conversation you'd like to have. I'm here to hang out for, I don't know, another 20-ish minutes. So let me know. Let's hang out. It doesn't even have to be about politics. It could be about, I don't know, something else. But let me know what you guys are feeling. What do you guys want me to talk into? Maybe there's a political issue. Maybe there's a personal thing you're going through that you would like a new perspective on. You tell me. Whew. What's something to talk into here? We're talking about illusion. We're talking about... What's another big question I've been getting asked? I created some podcasts about these. Next time I come on here, I'm going to have some notes of just like, these are things I want to talk about or things that are important. Let's see here. Maybe it's time to wrap it up. I just realized that this cord isn't going to work. All right, so I'm feeling like this is a good spot to wrap it up. Guys, I'll be doing these more frequently for sure. Check out the podcast, Traveling to Consciousness. Jeez. Yeah, all these... We back? Okay, we're back. The universe is definitely telling me we need to wrap it up. Guys, go check out the podcast, Traveling to Consciousness, where I've gone into a little bit more in depth of frequently asked questions. I also encourage you just to examine the thoughts you have around politics. Think about how you could contribute to a brighter future. It's as simple as just changing your mindset. You could do this. What's up, Wizza? You have any questions, Wizza? It could be anything from changing your mindset to joining our political party to running for or contesting an election in your area. It doesn't have to be congressional. It can be a city level. It could be smaller. Whatever feels right to you, that's what we're trying to promote here. So let me know. Shoot us a message. Shoot me a message, a DM, saying politics, and I'll help guide you. I'll help guide you to see what you can, how you can help. If you're financially abundant, you can donate to the party because we're very self-funded. We do not have a whole political machine behind us to promote our ideology. Because the whole political machine doesn't want this ideology. And that makes it fun. In my opinion, that makes it fun. So yeah, there are many ways. Can I make money off politics? Of course you can. Look at the Democrats and Republicans. I think they have like 80%. Whenever they invest in the stock market, their investments make like 80 to 90% every year. Yeah, so you can definitely make money off politics. Yeah, it's free. It's free money. Yeah, you can vote for war. You become a politician, you vote for war. And then what happens is we send billions of dollars to war. And then those countries buy products. What do they buy? They buy from U.S. military contractors. And then the U.S. military contractors lobby politicians and give money to politicians to vote for war. So that's another way you could make money as a politician. There's many options available. Yeah. The question is how and what intention do you want? Is that the outcome you want for the world? It's sad. It's definitely very unfortunate that that's the state of affairs, that there's a mindset that that's the way forward. It's not. This will be a huge part of our political system that needs updating. In order to do this, though, we need to vote in people who are leading with their hearts, who are doing things for the betterment of society, as opposed to people who are getting into politics for money or for power, or for fame, whatever it is. Wizza said, humans are a despicable race. Humans are... very confused and very polarized at this time. And there's a lot of confusion. Humans are very confused right now. And a big issue with that confusion is the people who are at the top giving the information down, because they don't want people to be empowered, to be enlightened. And this is why it can seem that humans are a despicable race, as WZA put it. The reality is we're also, and so much more, we're a very beautiful race. And there's a lot of power within each one of us. We just need to be able to find it. And this is another part of the campaign, is even if I'm not elected, at least hopefully I can have shown a little bit of light, as Edlin put it. Shown a little bit of light that this is the way to go. This can be a North Star to aim for. These can be thoughts to take out, to leave. However you decide. Do you wish you lived in a world with no currency, just surviving off nature? It's a good question, WZA. I could see that as a potential future. I could see a world where it's more of like a bartering system. I have this, you have that, let me do that, let me help you with this. I could see a world where that exists. Do I wish I lived in that world? No, I don't think I do. It feels more empowering for me to say that I live in a world with currency and have helped it transition into a world that can survive off nature. Wow, that felt really empowering. Thanks for that question, WZA. Yeah. I would much rather be able to show people out of the currency and into the world of surviving off nature. Because it is possible. It certainly is possible. WZA, if my goal was to work with government to help youth work on motorcycles, that would be the way to do it. Ooh. That's a cool idea, WZA. Do it. I mean, there's a whole thing with re-education that we need to do. And this is a part of the platform as well, which is, in fact, upgrading our education system, where we need to have more of an interest-based education system. Our current system puts kids in 45-minute lecture halls and tells them to sit still, and if they can't sit still, then we give them medication. They take the medication, and then they get super depressed because they can't feel their emotions, which then leads to more medication, and then people aren't happy, and then depression rises. All of this to say, WZA, that's a great idea. WZA, have you had any thoughts of creating something where you could teach kids about motorcycles, or just even like a community outreach type thing? Because that would go a long way. I would support that tremendously. You know, and speaking into this, I could certainly see things like that, right? Whether it's teaching youth about horseback riding, teaching youth about, I don't know how to get the government's attention. Right here, man. You're talking to them. You got the attention. This is it. This is what my entire thing is about. This is what the entire platform is. Is this right here. I would have never came up with the idea of we need to have motorcycles for youth. Have you thought of a catchy name yet? Like, that sounded bad. Let's not say that. Motorcycles and mischief, motorcycles and youthful motorcycles, something like that. It's a cool idea. I'll get back to you. I just need to get a garage, I guess. WZA, go ask nature. Nature will help you. You're talking about living off nature. You can live off nature right now. It's a completely viable option. Now, I think the way you asked that question was more like just picking berries, picking fruit, you know, stuff like that. But I would even encourage go into nature and just be like, yep, you got it. You already said it. Grab a leaf and ask it. It's exactly how. Trees are very wise as well. You can go find yourself in the mountains. You can go sit in some grass. It'll tell you, man. It'll tell you exactly how to create this vision of, you know, motorcycles for youth. And if it doesn't directly tell you when you're there, you'll start walking and someone will walk by you and start talking about motorcycles or how they want to get their kids into motorcycles or how their kid is interested in motorcycles. Now, of course, the government support isn't there right now, so you may need to charge for it. But over time, in the future, I see a future where the government is supporting things like that, giving our youth the ability to see different areas where we don't put them in a system where they automatically have to go 100K into debt and then they have to pay that thing off that they didn't even know they didn't want to do in the first place. That's the future. That is the future, is where we give kids the options. If they want to go on for secondary education, sure. And by secondary education, I mean college, university. But how many people get into university and switch their major 5 times? How many people? I should look up that statistic. If anyone knows that statistic, let me know. I should make a note about that. How many kids get into college and change major? I mean, think about it. I know so many people who get into college and change their major 5 times because they don't know. Nobody knows what they want to do. There's reasons for this. Maybe they don't know themselves. Maybe they thought they were enjoying something and they knew the programming, which was you have to go to college. That's what the programming is you got to go to college. Again, we need to break this. Vlad, what's up, man? What's the topic? So I'm running for Congress. I'll be running in the 12th district of PA, and I'm taking you guys' questions. That's the general topic. Wizza was asking how he can get involved, essentially, and he was saying how he enjoyed and he wanted to teach kids. He wants to teach kids about motorcycles and how they work and operate. And I was telling him that this is a part of the platform that I'm running on with the American Congress Party, which is upgrading our education system, about how we need to empower kids and teach kids that there are more options that exist in the world than our current system tells us about. And so I was just getting into how many people, I was like talking about how I need to find a statistic on how many kids get into college and change their major and how many times they change their major. And every time you change your major, you're adding on more debt. You're becoming more enslaved to the system. And when you're enslaved monetarily, you cannot think for yourself. So here's the deal is, you might be medicated because you were told you had ADHD as a kid. Then you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in tuition with something you don't even know you want to do anything with. Then you come out of college, $100,000 in debts, all doped up on medication. You don't know who you are. And then you have to pay this money off so you can't even think straight. And if you're lucky, by the time you're 65 and retired, you finally have paid off the debt. Luckily, hopefully, have paid off the debt, and now you're free to actually figure out who you are. But now you're 65, you might have money, but you don't know what to do. Now you have to, if you have the inclination, you can try and go figure out. You can go try and learn. You can go and try and to continue education. And so this is a huge thing I'm getting into, and I was trying to encourage Wizzo of ways that he could figure out how to currently provide motorcycle lessons to kids. I mean, maybe not motorcycle lessons. You got to be a certain age to drive, but how they work, how you can operate on them. And man, dude, like that's so powerful because like Wizza, I'm just envisioning you working with maybe 100 kids and you have one or two that just like it lights their soul on fire. And they're like, this is what I want to do with my entire life. But had you not started that inkling, had you not gone out and said, or provided that option or that ability for kids to learn about, that kid would have never learned, would have never seen that he was interested in working on motorcycles. Because it's a sampling process. I know how many things I've tried in my life. I've tried so many things. And only a few of them stick. A few of them have stuck. So yeah, but guys, I see my phone starting to die. I have not eaten yet this morning. Although you guys have definitely energized me a lot, so I appreciate it. I'm going to do more of these in the future. Go listen to Traveling to Consciousness on all podcast platforms. I'm starting to talk about more politics on there. I'm running for the 12th Congressional District in PA, so it's a House of Representatives seat, Wizza. It is not mayor. House of Representative. I feel like that's where my energy is most aligned at this point. In the future, we'll be moving up. Maybe. If you guys want it, again, I am only one person. I need you guys to change your mindsets. I need you guys to empower yourselves. And hopefully I can help you guys, give you these ideas or inspiration to do those things. So yeah, I appreciate you guys. Go check out AmericanCongressParty.com. In the future, I'll have ClayandKateri.com all set up to speak more about my individual platform. And so yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for being here. And I know that I will see all of you in the sixth dimension.